I'm Jennifer Houston, and I'm Vice Chairman of the Federation of State Beef Councils.
And you're a beef producer?
I am a beef producer. My husband owns a livestock auction market in Sweetwater, Tennessee. We have stockers, cow calves, feed cattle. We're sort of involved in all aspects of the industry.
Well, it's certainly a good time to be in the industry.
It is. It's a good time to be in the beef industry for more reasons than one.
Well, what are some of the top issues for you guys?
Well, the Federation of State Beef Councils, as you know, is a group, it's made up of all of our state beef councils, and we are under the umbrella of National Cattlemen's Beef Association, but we're an independent organization, started back with the Meat Board back in 1962. In order for us to work together as state beef councils, we have states that are higher population centers than they have cattle. We have people that are states that have more cattle than they have people. So the Federation provides a mechanism for them to work together, for them to invest in other states to help those out. We also, as a state beef council, we're responsible for the 50 cents that is held in your state of the dollar that's collected and how it's spent. So then when we come to the national levels of Federation, we with the operating committee, we're able to take that local flavor, that local view, because the operating committee that makes the national decisions is made up of the Federation and the Cattlemen's Beef Board. So we can see how a program's going to work, how it's going to be carried out in the state. So we, as well as all the checkoff payers, are really excited. Our newest news this summer is the $11.20 return on investment. We had a study commissioned by the checkoff this summer on how your checkoff was doing, and we knew it was doing well, and we knew it had been a success, but we were all absolutely thrilled that for a dollar investment of the beef checkoff, you're getting $11.20 return. And there's not too many investments that have that kind of return. And we're sitting here with almost an 80% approval rating. So the checkoff is working and working well. And we're proud of being a part of that.
And that approval rating comes from checkoff members?
From producers. Not, you know, everybody obviously is checkoff payer. But it's not just members of any organization. It's a broad cross-section of checkoff payers. So we're very proud of that.
Well, talking about the checkoff, we can't ignore that there is a second beef checkoff potentially in the wings. What is your position on that?
Well, the Federation, our position is that the 85 Act is the act that we need to do to enhance our checkoff. We agree that it needs to be more money because we're tied to a dollar a head, and with the lower cattle numbers, we're plus inflation, you know, our dollar doesn't buy what it used to, and there's not as many dollars. But we think the 85 Act is the way to do this for a lot of reasons. Number one, the same principles that allowed the producers to pass that in 1985 after two referendums had failed are still valid. We want producer control. We want state ownership. We want half the dollar to stay in the state. And we want to be able to keep the Cattlemen's Beef Board State Beef Council involvement. So we feel very strongly that we need to revise the 85 Act as our way to increase our checkoff rather than doing something differently.
Revise it by increasing?
Yeah, we're looking at the checkoff working group that you may have heard of. It looked at a lot of things, and a lot of things have already been put into place, some committee structure changes. We've opened the contracting entities to people who weren't around in 1985, so we're always looking at ways to make the checkoff better. But inherent in that is an understanding that we hope to get a dollar or some kind of increase in the checkoff at the end of the road. So the checkoff working group continues to work on the 1985 Act and maybe an enhancement to that.
And when you say a dollar increase, you mean what exactly?
Well, there's been a lot of amounts floated around, but probably the one that's talked about the most is an additional dollar at the national level. And so that's sort of what we're working from. The checkoff working group is still working, so we don't have a final recommendation. We worked through the summer, and we had some discussion as we brought it back to all the organizations, and that's what we have to do. We all represent our organizations. We come together. We try to find ways of consensus, and then we have to bring it back to our organizations to see if our checkoff payers agree with that.
What kind of cattle do you raise, and where in Tennessee?
We're in the eastern part of the state. We're halfway between Knoxville and Chattanooga in the valley. We have all commercial cattle. My children showed in 4-H and FFA, and we pretty much, in the market business, you know, you have to be whatever we are the market support. So we have probably anything on the farm that needs a home, and that's what we do. So pretty much all aspects, but mostly commercial.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.